We're here post-game with the very cold Michael Walters. Sonny, how are you feeling after that win?
Yeah, no, excited. You know, we didn't start too well, but it's good that we can, you know, put in a three-quart effort and things sort of panned out for us.
How are the boys feeling? Like, with the rain coming down, we're down by three goals. It's not an ideal start, is it?
No, it's not an ideal start. You know, we worked in. We wanted to be fierce from the start. We couldn't match their fierceness around the ball early. So we had to, you know, regroup it at, you know, sort of quarter time and regroup and sort of work on what we needed to work on. We sort of stuck to the basics and got back to our structure.
How important have our past few wins been to giving the boys belief in to coming back and putting in a good second quarter performance?
Yeah, no, you know, it's always been, especially last week, the way we fought to the end and become victorious at the end at the G as well. We wanted to make sure we stuck to the basics. Same as last week, that's all we've done. We stuck to the basics, even though there was 30 seconds to go, we stuck to the basics and worked on what we wanted to work on. Same thing today. We didn't, as I said before, we didn't have the best start, but we stuck to the basics and we ended up playing our brand of footy and ended up panning out for us.
You'd been four games without kicking a goal. How enjoyable was that first goal in the third quarter?
Yeah, no, as you can tell by my celebrations, I was really excited to kick those goals. Just, you know, purely on because I haven't kicked a goal in a number of weeks. So that's my role. I'm there to put the pressure on and kick goals. And if you're not doing it, you tend to sort of doubt yourself. But as I said before, you know, I wanted to get back to my pressure, try and get to every contest I can get to and things will play out.
Were you feeling the pressure to kick some goals? Because you've put in some great performances in the midfield recently, so you kicking goals isn't as important.
No, not really. I mean, I've always, you know, talking to guys like David Howe, I want to mark my game on Cyril Rioli. And speaking to him, he says that Cyril just works on his pressure first. He tries to get as many contests as he can, and the goals will come. You put the pressure on, the goals will come. And you know, over the last couple of weeks, that's what I aim to do. Although the goals didn't come, other boys got to score from it as well. So it was also good that I got on the scoreboard today. But also comes some pressure as well.
Freer's got a pretty flexible midfield, you running through, and we had Connor Blakely come in and put in another strong performance. How good is it having, we've always got someone who can step up and put in a good performance?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, Connor Blakely's, he's improved so much over the last couple of weeks. He's been getting the tag and roll and he's been playing that to a T. But also on the flip side, he's getting forward and he's trying to impact on the scoreboard as well. But as you said, you know, we've got so many boys that can run through there. Stephen Hill came back today and he's a ball winner for us. He's a match winner. So it's always good to, you know, sort of let them go on the midfield, me go forward and end up kicking a few goals. So it's good.
Start of the season 0-2. We're in a bit of a hole and now we're sitting fifth and won six of our past seven. How can you explain the turnaround as a member of the leadership group? What have you seen change within the group?
I pretty much just saw the boys grow. You know, you got the younger boys coming in, Connor Blakely's, Ed Langdon's, Lockie Wellers, guys like that who are really playing some good footy. And they're just growing day by day. They're working in with their assistant coaches and trying to improve on their game. But also, our forward chemistry is just it's skyrocketed from the first couple of weeks where we had no chemistry, no structure down there, to, as you saw today, we've got boys coming in there and playing their role. So it's always good to get on the scoreboard, but the chemistry and the pressure's there.
Crows next week, it's probably our toughest test so far this season. How are we feeling heading into that?
Yeah, we feel pretty confident, but you know, confidence is just a feeling. We need action, and especially going to Adelaide Oval. Adelaide are a quality side. They won by a load last night or yesterday, so we need to make sure we bring our aim game early, and a fast start's what we need. We can't allow them to trigger us into playing their brand of footy. We need to make sure we stick to our brand and give them a fierce contest early.
Does it mean something extra being Indigenous round, considering we have so many strong and great Indigenous players at this club?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just being Indigenous is just an important thing for me. And to play Indigenous round, I think I've only played it, you know, once or twice before, so over the 9 years period. So, you know, it's always important for me. And to also play in Adelaide, where my dad's from and my family are there as well. So to play in front of them is a massive bonus.
Great. Thank you, Sonny.
Thank you.